Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the award-winning story of a con man promising to bring music to a small Iowa town is shared as the Strauss Theater Center presents The Music Man. Cast member Scott Zentner and Claire Vangelisti join me in studio for more. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Well, Scott, it's a chance to laugh and smile during the holiday season, a break from shopping, if you will. Tell us about your role in The Music Man.
Well, I'm playing the Flim Flam man, Harold Hill, who doesn't know any music, but somehow his mission is to convince the rather suspicious Iowa Hawkeyes in River City, fictitious River City, Iowa, that they need a boys band. They're in trouble. And it's something I actually did back in college 34 years ago, and thought it would come right back to me, but I guess it's one of the subtle signs of aging. A lot of lines to remember, but fortunately I have a seasoned supporting cast to help me with it, and one sitting right next to me, Claire Vangelisti, is Marion.
You know, Scott, many recall the songs from the show. The cast album won a Grammy Award. It was on the Billboard charts for years. What impresses you about the score of this show?
It's really very unique. I mean, every number is so enjoyable, but you have these interesting musical devices like the counterpoint combo melodies in a couple of songs, and the fast-talking, rapid-fire lyrics, syncopated rhythms. It's just real catchy, and even though it's typically set in the summertime, there's a lot of joy in the musical, and I think that's a thing we all strive for during the Christmas season.
You mentioned being in this role before. How have you approached going into this production and bringing that back to Harold?
Well, actually, before I entered a different field in medicine, I started off as an industrial salesman, but I have to tell you, I don't have the innate skills to sell anybody anything, so it's been I've really had to try to get into character. It hasn't come naturally to me, but I've enjoyed it, and we have such a great cast with the entire age range from a 6-year-old and all the way up into the late 60s, and it's really been fun.
Yeah, well, Claire, tell us about Marion. Your thoughts on this role.
Marion Peru is Marion the librarian. She's the librarian and music teacher in a very small town in Iowa. So in some ways, I don't have to reach very hard to fulfill that role since I teach at ULM music. I'm a music teacher in Monroe, a smallish town. she's a great character. At first, you know, she may seem a little one-dimensional, but she's actually, she has some depth. Her family is, her mother is a single mom. They lost their father, the man of the family, like they mentioned 2 years ago, and she has a little brother who's having problems because of that. And so she's all about control and really trying to hold it together. She's the one, she works at the library, that's her job, and she supports the family. And she's really in control of her environment and kind of lives in her books and from the knowledge in her books.
Right.
But maybe doesn't have a lot of knowledge about life. So when Harold comes along, he really kind of rocks her world in a big way. At first, she tries to really just push it all away, but, you know, then the story, as all good musicals, ends up, you know, being a love story. So
yeah, many know of your name through vocal performance and performances in opera. Approaching something like The Music Man, your thoughts going into that?
Well, this role is a role I've always wanted to do. This role, Marion, is a wonderful role with some great things to sing. In the singing and some of the larger pieces, the duet and Till There Was You and My White Knight is really semi-operatic. It's really that at the height of classical musical theater. There's a lot of dialogue, but I've done a lot of operetta with dialogue, Gilbert and Sullivan, which is a totally different style. But I think it's not really quite so different. You know, it's all acting and it's all just, you know, human behavior on stage.
Now, the interaction with a con man, how has that been going?
Well, as our great director, Scott Bernay, said, in my first entrance, no one is really supposed to like me. And I'm not actually sure anyone's really supposed to like him either. And I don't like him. And I don't think he really likes me, but he's just trying to con me. So things evolve from that point.
Yeah. Scott, when we look at the set design, the costumes, of course, it was set originally back in the late 50s. But tell us about that and the set designs going on with the show.
Well, we haven't, as usual, we depend on volunteers at the Strauss, and we have a wonderful couple that's really contributed largely to the set design. Claire, help me out on their names.
Mike Gibbons is amazing. He really does most of the building, and his wife, Dee, helps a lot. And then people are also just volunteering with, painting some of the flats and including Allison, our stage manager. And but Mike is kind of the brains behind the director, of course. Scott Baronet gives him an idea of what he wants. They look at pictures, a lot of pictures, online and in books from houses and everything around that time. We actually have a little house that is, it's not on a turntable, but it rotates, so you see the outside of the house and the inside of the house. And there will be some set pieces flying. Flying from above, and
a lot of color. The girls will be wearing, the ladies will be wearing formal dresses of the time with the flowery hats, which will really stand out in the pick a little, talk a little scene with the, in which they do a combo melody with the barbershop quartet. I failed to mention that's a unique feature of this musical, and it's worth the price of the ticket just to see them. They performed, their local group performed in many national competitions, and they're outstanding.
Yeah. Claire, the music man at the Strauss Theater Center, performances, when do they get underway?
Performances begin next week. They're December 11th, 12th, and 13th at 7 p.m. And the following week, December 18th at 7 p.m. and December 20th at both 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Music Man at the Strauss Theater Center. You can find more on their website. Claire Evangelisti, Scott Zenner, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room at KEDM.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.